Delegate Eileen Fillercorn, a Democrat of Northern Virginia, thought her proposal to broaden sexual education to include consent beginning in the ninth grade was fairly straightforward.
It's all about starting earlier and talking about permission. And as we see, there's a rise in instances of sexual assault, of abuse, and unhealthy relationships. I think it's important that we start teaching consent and what that means. What we're talking about permission.
But in a hearing Wednesday morning, members of an education subcommittee disagreed. Republican Delegate Mark Cole of Spotsylvania voiced concern that introducing the idea would imply to kids that they could grant consent for sex.
I know it's important to teach people that, you know, you can't have your way with somebody without their consent. However, like I said, the law currently does not empower someone who's under 18-year-old to legally grant consent.
Advocates urged lawmakers to view the bill as broader than just sexual consent, citing examples like hand-holding or physical teasing. But the bill was killed. After the vote, Fillercorn had this to say.
It's disturbing. Disappointing. I really thought that since this law would be in the family life education section, we're talking about the option for some families to opt out. Some of them liked the concept, but they felt like we weren't, you know, quite ready. So I have my work cut out for myself, and I will be working with them and convincing them. And I think they'll hear from their constituents as well.
Fillercorn says she'll be back next year with similar legislation. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.